There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hell.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Go check them out. That's all that I use. One of the things that I lament, even though crime continues to fall, is... We know a couple of things about crime, especially in the urban areas and in the not so urban areas as well. And overwhelmingly, when you look at it, what we find, the figures we should be ashamed of them in 21st century, in the 21st century United States. Half of all murder victims are Black American young men. Half of all murderers are Black American young men. That's not good. That's not good. Think of what would happen if we could knock those numbers down. Think of what we could have in the United States if some of these supposed wounds could be healed. My next guest, you know, I've often said we need to get to the root. We need to find out what's causing the crime. Not get out there and take away the tools, because they'll have the tools. They'll find the tools. There's no way to take the tools from them. That genie's out of the bottle. Somebody needs to go out there and find the root cause and try to deal with it there at the source where it's actually beginning. And that's what my next guest does. Former police officer, I believe a clergyman as well as a man of God and everything. I'm joined now by Orrin Hudson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Glad to be here and just trying to find solutions to help our young people think it out instead of shoot it out, push pawns instead of drugs.
Let me ask you a question. Now, are you Reverend or are you just Orrin now? Or
I'm just a community servant who teaching children how to play chess and how to make smart moves in the chess game of life.
There you go. Am I right, Orrin, because I'm a Caucasian, and I've never seen life through the lens of a Black American before. But I can read, and I can look back on history, and I know around about the 60s, for some reason, the Black family began to come apart. I think right up to that point, but before that began, the Black family actually stayed together more often than the Caucasian, the white family did. Am I right in thinking that a lot of these misguided young people get out there and they're just looking for acceptance somewhere because they don't have a family structure in place and this is the only kind of place they may be able to find it?
Well, I think our biggest enemy has never changed, and the enemy is ignorance. I think a lot of it is just communications and people don't know what they don't know. For an example, a lot of times people come to me with some and they'll say something, I go, that's not true. But what happens is they go around operating on bad information. So the key is ignorance. We got to figure out a way to educate our young people. We got to open the line of communications, because the difference between successful people and unsuccessful people is a winning attitude, which all comes back to ignorance and not knowing what they don't know what they don't know. So I think we just got to educate people and teach them how to make the right move and let them know that nature is neutral, that no one's better than you, that you win or lose based on the decisions that you make.
How successful is that? I mean, where are you operating out of, just out of curiosity?
My office is in Stone Mountain, Georgia, in the Atlanta area. And okay. I travel from city to city. I go to different cities and I do workshops and seminars, basically just educating people on different things that they can do. Because a lot of moves that people make are inferior, but they have no idea that they're inferior.
Well, I mean, looking at it from a perspective of what, you know, I was in the military. I was a child of integration when I was growing up. I never had any issues with anybody, black, white, or plaid. So I don't understand, and this is my ignorance, I don't understand why another way is not looked for. Is there just not enough Orrin Hutchins going around saying there is another way? Let me point out another way. Do they feel trapped by all of this?
Well, what you see is what you'll be. And so oftentimes people are not even aware of the possibilities. So I was telling a group of kids, I said, if you're the smartest person on your team, you need a new team. You got to get around people who are smarter than you, who can see things that you can't see. And remember that nature is neutral. If you make smart moves in life, you get smart results. No one's better than you. If that person is doing something you're not doing, then that person knows something that you don't know. And so you got to find out. You got to have this winning attitude. I give it the cash formula. You got to have knowledge. That's for the K. You got to have an attitude, that winning attitude. You got to have skills, and you got to have habits. And so I'm teaching children how to cash in. The new currency on the planet is cash. With a K. K for knowledge, A for attitude, S for skills, and H for habit. And once you cash in, then anything you want is available. Everything you need is within reach. You just got to get there. You just got to learn how to cash in.
Is that working in Atlanta or outside Atlanta or wherever you go? I mean, how much time?
It works wherever I go because I'm teaching children the formula. The formula is recognizing patterns. And pattern recognition is the key to success in our field. Once you know the pattern, you know what's coming next. So I'm teaching children the formula. And once you get the formula, no matter what the numbers do, you can get the answer. So I'm giving them the formula on how to recognize opportunity and how to seize the moment.
I can presume that you might need a little help with this. How can people go to find what you do and help you out with that?
BeSomeone.org. We're definitely looking for people to be a part of what we're doing. We love to come to a city near you and spread our message of hope and teach children how to make smart moves. My message is get your head up, get your pants up, get your grades up, and the big one, never give up. So BeSomeone.org is our website, and I love for people to know that they can be a part of changing the world one move at a time. We're teaching children how to play chess and how to think things through. But it's really less about chess. It's more about making every move your best move and how to think things through. Think it out. Don't shoot it out.
Which is sort of like chess.
Yes. It's brains sort of like before chess. Bullets.
BeSomeone.org. Is that right?
BeSomeone.org. www.besomeone.org.
Where I'm going to have to push that out there. I'm glad to see this. I bet in a lot of cases when you go out there, this is the first time anybody of stature has stepped up and said, you don't have to be what you think you have to be, isn't it?
Right. They don't know what they don't know. Like I was telling some high school kids the other day, I said, look, if you guys put a gun on a police officer, your life is over. Wow, we never thought about it that way. Well, you need to think about it that way.
If you put
a gun on a police officer, your life is over. Your cell phone, your driving license, all that's gone. It's over. And so you got to think things through before you do it, because one move can cost you your life.
Orrin, we'll be in touch. I want to continue tracking this with you. I'm going to figure out some way that I can help you myself. I appreciate you taking the time. I appreciate you going out there and taking it where it is.
Well, I appreciate you. BeSomeone.org. Please reach out to me. And if you got people that's listening, we'd love for them to be a part of the solution. BeSomeone.org. We want to teach young people how to think things through and how to make every move count and how to be givers, not takers. The people in the world, the people that subtract, the people that divide, people that add, and people that multiply. We're teaching children how to multiply and how to add value to others.
Roger that. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GCodeTacticalHolsters.com. Go check them out for the Scorpion line. It is worth the price of admission, believe me. Coming again out of Michigan. Michigan greatly interests me. There's a lot of people in Michigan that listen to the show. And Michigan is apparently a very confusing place to live. It's confusing. This is coming from something called the MLive Media Group Editorial Board. This was published on my birthday. I'm going to give this to you verbatim, and then I'm going to tell you what I think about it. Simply because it's stupid. It's more frightened sheep. They write, Michigan lawmakers must act swiftly to ban the open carrying of firearms in gun-free zones before efforts by brazen open carry advocates go any further. Guns do not belong in sensitive places. Schools, colleges, daycares, churches, hospitals, courts, entertainment, and sports venues and taverns, all deemed gun-free zones by Michigan law. And the U.S. Supreme Court has noted the right of states to set those restrictions. However, Michigan Shall Issue Law 2001 created a loophole, effectively allowing concealed pistol license holders to openly carry guns in these areas. A small but increasingly vocal group of gun owners have begun exploiting this loophole to seek confrontations in gun-free zones in an attempt to desensitize the public. These open carry advocates would like to live in a world where it's normal and accepted for people to openly carry guns anywhere and everywhere. However, it's not normal to see civilians openly carrying guns in public, nor do we hope it ever will be. Given the abhorrent number of mass shootings in our country, it is natural for people to feel tense or even scared and call the police when they see an ordinary citizen openly carrying a gun. Now, open carry advocates are exposing children to these feelings of insecurity and fear in the one place they should feel absolutely safe, their schools. Most recently, an uproar ensued after a man attended an Ann Arbor school concert with a holstered gun on his hip. Similar incidents have occurred in Clio, Madison Heights, and elsewhere. Tactics by open carry provocateurs are disruptive to the school environment as schools go on lockdown until authorities can determine the intentions and legal standing of the person carrying the gun. This causes students and staff undue stress and anxiety and takes away from the valuable learning time. Restrictions on open carry would not be an assault on gun owners' Second Amendment rights. We commend the Ann Arbor and Clio school districts for addressing this matter seriously and putting protocols in place to remove anyone possessing a dangerous weapon from school grounds. But it shouldn't be the responsibility of individual districts to devise ways to keep guns out of schools. It's already the law, and it's time for legislators to do their job and close a loophole. A bill being drafted by State Senator Mike Green that would allow CPL holders to carry a concealed weapon in gun-free zones is not the solution, unless it allowed public places to exempt themselves. A survey of Michigan voters in 2012 found that a majority strongly oppose allowing concealed guns in schools and other sensitive areas. Some gun advocates argue they can protect the public from a bad guy with a gun. This thinking is fanciful at best and outright dangerous at worst. Gun owners must go through a mere 8 hours of training to attain a CPL. They're not required to be trained to handle active shooter situations, which is extraordinarily difficult, even for highly trained police officers. Just as troubling, CPL holders could inadvertently leave their weapons unattended in a gun-free zone, as evidenced recently when a Macomb County assistant prosecutor left his jacket containing his pistol in the bathroom of his kid's elementary school. And finally, the risk of an accidental shooting by a good guy with a gun is as real as the threat of a school shooter. Restrictions on open carry would not, despite any claims to the contrary, be an assault on the Second Amendment rights. Go put on a dress, boys. You know, I'm sorry, ladies, for using that. These guys are a bunch of nervous Nellies. First of all, in kind, let's go. Guns do not belong in sensitive places. Schools, colleges, daycares, churches, hospitals, courts, and entertainment, sports venues. Read that to mean also places where active shooters like to hang out because guns aren't allowed there. Uh, I don't think open carry advocates are out there trying to desensitize people. I think they're actually just out there carrying guns the way they can. It's already the law. They don't need to desensitize anybody. And, you know, just because children go to school, you know, children walk on the street and they're in cars and they're all over the place. So children are exposed no matter where they go, guys. The incident that they're referring to in Ann Arbor happened where a guy went to his school to some concert with a gun and nobody would do anything about it. And so somebody started getting up in the middle saying, there's a gun in here, there's a guy with a gun in here. And here we go with the fanciful thinking. You guys have no idea what you're talking about, do you? You really don't. On a regular basis, regular gun owners, and by the way, police are just regular people too, for the most part. They might have a military background, but being a cop is not the same as being a soldier. Regular people stop active shooters all the time, except when it's in a gun-free zone, you dimwits. And then there's the risk of an accidental shooting or the leaving of the gun behind. Should we be looking at a prosecutor as a regular person? Isn't that one of your people out there, gun grabbers? Don't you normally lean on prosecutors to do your dirty work for you? But, you know, he left his gun there, so let's throw his butt under the bus. And he left his... Who leaves their gun in a jacket? What kind of gun was this? I don't own a gun like that. What's going on in Michigan? Why are all these nervous Nellies running around here? See, there's somebody in Michigan in the chat room. He said the cops cleared that guy at that concert. He just sat down and watched his concert with his gun on, like he would have if the teacher, had not created the problem in the first place. I have decided, after very careful consideration, that all of these hand-wringing, over-humanity crying idiots out there, you guys are just frightened sheep. And the only problem with that, sheep, is the sheep don't get to tell sheepdog what to do. You need to just shut up. If you don't want to join us, you're not going to stop us. You need to just shut up and be what you are. Grays, don't worry about the rest of it. We got it. You could join us. That'd make things better, but, you know, that's okay. Don't need you if you don't want to be that way. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. I run these, and I've been running these for, gosh, 3 years now, for a reason. And that's because they don't break. They don't break. They're completely modular. They go anywhere you want to put them. And that's why I recommend you check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Coming out of the Philadelphia Inquirer, which has never been ever been mistaken for a pro-gun rag, but even their editorial board found what happened to Shanine Allen, a single mother of two, ran afoul of the New Jersey Kafka-esque gun laws. They found that appalling. They wrote, Allen's case illustrates the danger of relying on prosecutors for restraint, the consequence of any mandatory minimum sentence. Tough gun laws can save lives, but rigid penalties for sometimes minor crimes risk needlessly ruining lives, along with the rationale for those laws. While that's not exactly a ringing endorsement for freedom and liberty, heaven forbid that a mandatory minimum sentence should ruin the case for laws restricting our civil rights. That's the sort of statement that you'd make upon learning that a significant portion of the universe doesn't comport with your vision of things. Openly admitting this would cause great discomfort among your social circle. Might lead to exclusion from the really good cocktail parties, you know. Inquirer's editorial board clearly had to thread the needle between their ideology and some semblance of integrity, and this was the best they could do, the best they could manage. So, to the Inquirer, we should give kudos on a job sort of done. Now, some people don't even bother to go that route. Brian Miller, formerly of Ceasefire New Jersey and current executive director of an anti-gun religious organization called Heeding God's Call, is one of them. Upset by the ideological apostasy committed by the Inquirer, this modern-day would-be prophet penned a letter taking them to task. He starts off by admonishing Pennsylvanians who carry firearms to stay away from the Garden State. Good advice, brother. You know, if there's any way to fly over that, do that by all means. Unless you're headed to New York, I don't know what you do then. But then he turns his little ideological crusade up to 11 by attacking Shanine Allen directly. He writes, "Asked Allen, yes, she's a mother with a law-abiding background. Yes, she alerted a policeman in New Jersey that she was carrying a loaded apophyses with hollow point bullets and apophyses concealed an unsecured handgun. Yes, her plight pulls at the heartstrings, but equally she broke three laws that Jerseyans overwhelmingly support." Which ones? Point them out, brother. Point them out, Reverend. Can I get an amen? He continues, "There is a duty of responsibility upon anyone possessing a gun, the most lethal consumer product. That duty is dramatically greater for anyone seeking to carry a loaded and concealed handgun. And it grows further for anyone deciding to load their handgun with massively destructive hollow point bullets." This is a guy, this is a petrified sheep. This is not just a scared sheep. Allen, however, acted as if she had no duty or responsibility at all. When the editorial board implied that the New Jersey law and its enforcers were at fault, it turned logic on its head. Brian Miller, executive director, Heeding God's Call. I guess I'm going to hell. The only logic turned on its head here is where he claims to be concerned at all about law and personal responsibility when he rhetorically kicks to the curb a single mother of two who worked multiple jobs to make ends meet. She bought a pistol after being repeatedly robbed. Maybe she should be murdered, huh, Brian? Would God approve? She was someone who, by all accounts, was safely and responsibly carrying that pistol. It was not unsecured. And you carry hollow point bullets, Brian, because you don't want to shoot somebody too many times because you yourself will be in some sort of trauma when that is going on. Most of you can't handle that. She spent 40 days in jail before making bail because she volunteered the truth to a police officer and an overzealous prosecutor that decided that this black American woman was an easy mark for a plea bargain, creating another prohibited person. Miller has no problem with the absolutely horrendous treatment accorded Miss Allen by the state of New Jersey. A woman who is now out of work because New Jerseyans apparently overwhelmingly support laws where they put a single mother in jail rather than let her safely and responsibly carry tools to protect her life and those of her children. This is utter nonsense. Brian? If you're heeding God's call, I think maybe you need to pull the mask back on whoever's call you're listening to, Brian. I would expect a man trying to be a man of God, leading a religious organization, particularly one that claims inspiration from the leadership of Martin Luther King, Jr., Do you understand the approval of a majority does not give that majority the moral right to imprison and oppress the weakest and the poorest and the most vulnerable in said society? I'm sort of wondering myself, is this actually a faith-based organization? Or is it a farcical group that was cut from the final draft of something that Ayn Rand might have written for being too much of a cliched one-dimensional straw man? Anybody that gets out there the gun grabbers really don't understand the very nature of what they're describing, do they? If we were what they say we are, there would be none of them left. And them getting out there, the only part of the faith that Brian Miller is exercising here is the faith that people like me won't look at him and say, you got to go. That's what it's about, Brian. Now, Jeanine Allen never deserved anything that happened to her in New Jersey. She's honest as the day is long. She's tried to make ends meet. She's not falling victim to what Orrin Hudson is fighting on a daily basis. She's ignored everything bad, and she's doing everything good, and she's doing everything correctly. And now she's out of work in Pennsylvania because of what New Jersey did. Because when you cross into New Jersey, you've actually crossed into East Germany. Oh, they speak the same language. See, these laws that they put in place are designed so that they meet, you know, a prosecutor is supposed to look at them and say, do they meet the criteria? When you have minimum sentencing guidelines, however, and it's all based upon a set of criteria that if they meet this, they can be sentenced for this, this makes the prosecutor's job easy. Prosecutors are not prosecutors to get out there and be honest. They're prosecutors to prosecute and win. Most prosecutors want to be a politician. They got to make their bones somewhere. So, you know, getting out there and relying on anything like that is bad. But getting out there and listening to a faith-based place like Heeding God's Call, that's worse. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. I've been using their stuff for 3 years. Their stuff fits on tactical nylon. It fits on a belt. It fits just anywhere you need to go. If you need to go on a regular belt, it fits. Molly belt fits. They have a way, anyway, all the ways to make this happen. Thousands, thousands of ways. They have three generations of product to look at. All of them very viable today. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Right now, Representative Steve King, who's being characterized in the New York Daily News as a Tea Party congressman, is holding a gun giveaway, and the prize, and this is their words, okay, New York Daily News, he's giving away the Sandy Hook killer Adam Lanza's weapon of choice. He wants to celebrate the Second Amendment by giving away an AR-15 rifle on May the 15th. According to the Connecticut State Police, though, this is the same kind of weapon Lanza used to massacre 20 first graders and six staffers at the Newtown Elementary School just after Christmas 2012. I don't know why the New York Daily News has any issue saying that they already knew that. During the D.C. Naval Yard shooting, they led with the story of a AR-15 saying it's happened again when Aaron Alexis never had an AR-15 and would not have found an AR-15 on a military post because we don't issue them. Might have found an M4. According to the New York Daily News, this is making Newtown families gag. You know what? I have my issues about the Newtown incident. Okay? I lean on the side that it actually did happen. At the same time, because of the way certain things happen in connection with that, I always sit back and say, well, what about these other questions? Now, I say this with all sincerity to anyone that has ever lost anybody to violence. Not gun violence, mind you, violence at all. You have my deepest condolences, you really do. And none of that that happened to you, unfortunate souls, and to your unfortunate family member, gives you any right whatsoever to monkey with my rights. Be advised and know that going in. Attorney Josh Koskoff, according to the New York Daily News, says, you have to question the judgment of anybody who would hand out a mass casualty combat rifle to a random person like a door prize. Josh Koskoff has unsuccessfully tried to sue the Bushmaster Corporation that made the AR-15 on behalf of the parents of five of the slain kids and relatives of four of the murdered staffers. And that was never actually going to happen anyway. There's no way to do that. You don't get to sue somebody for that. That was grandstanding on Koskoff's part. I don't know if the family members knew that or not. A mass casualty combat rifle. Counselor, barrister, lawyer, attorney, Koskoff, listen to me very carefully. Somebody hands me an AR-15 to go into combat, I'm beating them to death with it. Okay, that's not a combat rifle. Combat rifle has to have a fully automatic selector switch on it. Not because you need that in combat, but because you have to have select fire to be in combat. You have to have every edge you can get. You have to have frag grenades. You have to have body armor and eye protection and all this water and all this stuff. And that selector switch is a part and parcel of that puzzle. According to Mr. Koskoff, the only other countries where civilians are armed with AR-15-style rifles are countries like Afghanistan, where the weapon of choice is the AK, which is nothing like the AR. He asked, do we really want to be like those countries? Monty Frank, a Newtown resident, member of the pro-gun control group Team 26, said it was unfortunate that Representative King chooses to glorify dangerous firearms and ammunition who have caused massive casualties in my community and elsewhere. At least I would hope he would require the recipient to undergo a background check to make sure he's not a convicted felon or on a terrorist watch list. Yes, he does have to go through a background check. Thank you. He will have to go through a background check. Thankfully, the King's people did not respond to an email about the gun giveaway to New York Daily News. Then they bring in Ted Nugent. Now, I like Uncle Ted. You know I like Uncle Ted. Uncle Ted makes me laugh. Uncle Ted tells it like it is. And he has referred to President Barack Obama as a subhuman mongrel. And guess what? He has a right to do that. He does. And guess what? Those people that don't like him saying that, called Bush worse, which I'm not sure that he wasn't, but that's beside the point. Congressman King wants to punish the federal executive branch for trying to ban M855 ammunition. And they should be punished from time to time, those guys. 855 is not armor-piercing. It's armor-piercing only because it's fast, not because it's designed that way. And it's only armor-piercing on soft body armor. It will not pierce hard armor, AR-500 plates. It will not pierce that. It will dent it a little, but it will not pierce it. This weapon is going to be autographed by Uncle Ted. That's pretty cool. That makes me want to enter. I don't know if I can because I don't live in Iowa. But that makes me want to enter Representative King's raffle. Ted Nugent supports the Constitution. Nowhere in this do I see anybody saying we support the Constitution. He's prostituting the Constitution. You know, they're not even making that claim. They just don't like the way he says things, which is just straight up blunt. Frightened, petrified, deer in the headlights, sheep. And the New York Daily News, this is a bunch of frothing at the mouth anti-gun zealots led by Mike Lupica, who doesn't like guns, which is fine. Mike, don't like them, by all means. But your dislike for something doesn't mean that you can take it from me. I dislike some of the stuff you say, and yet I do nothing to keep you from saying it. You want to be a moron? Be one. Enjoy. Enjoy. But don't get out there and confuse one thing with another, okay? Don't get out there and confuse one thing with another. An AR-15 rifle that was purchased legally in Connecticut was used in Sandy Hook. That's true. And about, 9 million of them weren't. That same day. And since then, they haven't been. The last time one was used, that shooting was interrupted by a kid with a Glock 22. Nick Melly. One other time since then that one of those has been used in Santa Barbara, where they're completely banned. They're banned in Santa Barbara, and still they showed up there. Oh, my. And the 30-round magazines, which are banned in all of California, they showed up in Santa Barbara, California. It was one big gun-free zone surrounded by another gun-free zone. The guy walked around shooting whatever he wanted. This guy was not a gun aficionado, because he went to this with a gun that he put together and a single-action cowboy-style revolver. Not exactly the tactical loadout that I would prefer for myself. So you don't like AR-15s, that's fine. Don't ever buy one. Don't get around anybody that doesn't have one or anything else. But one thing that you guys have got to admit, whether you like it or not, you're becoming less and less effective. You're becoming crybabies. And despite your very, very best efforts, the majority of the United States is going against you. Their opinion is going against yours. And you may find them deluded, but you can't change their mind. Oh, no. Hobble. Should we have music playing right about now? Yeah, okay. Thought so. All right. Trying to take my cues. All right. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call
call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.